movements. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. President Biden has announced 2,000 U.S.-based troops will be deployed to Poland and Germany, while another 1,000 will move from Germany to Romania. As tensions between Russia and Ukraine show no sign of easing, Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said as a show of support to our NATO allies.
It's important that we send a strong signal to Mr. Putin and, frankly, to the world that NATO matters to the United States. It matters to our allies. And we have ironclad Article 5 commitments. An attack on one is an attack on all.
Russia called the troop movements destructive. Fox's Steve Harrigan is in Kiev.
Here in Ukraine, officials are warning that if diplomacy fails, there could be a much wider war, a war that could engulf all of Europe. And when you do go around the city here in Kiev, you don't see visible preparations for war. But when you talk to people, many are thinking about a potential war in the very near future.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has said he has no plans to invade Ukraine. The middle of the country slammed with another winter storm with 110 million people under winter weather alerts. Heavy snow, rain, and freezing rain in several states. States of emergency declared in Kentucky, Tennessee, Indiana, Missouri, and Arkansas, and parts of Oklahoma. In Arkansas, they're positioning the National Guard around the state to respond to the storm. A setback for South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem when a Republican-led House committee refused to consider a bill that would ban abortions.
The proposal prohibits abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected, typically around 6 weeks of pregnancy, when many women don't even know they're pregnant. Republicans on the committee argued the measure could complicate other legal battles between the state and Planned Parenthood, which operates the only abortion clinic in South Dakota. Noem, in a news release, expressed disappointment in lawmakers for taking what she says is an unprecedented action by denying a hearing for the bill.
Fox's Steve Rappaport. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
The job market slumped last month as measured by a private survey.
The number of jobs created by private employers declined last month by 301,000 as measured by payroll processing company ADP. Its report can offer a preview of the Labor Department's monthly employment report, but the numbers don't always agree. Economists were expecting an increase of more than 200,000 jobs last month. ADP says the decline reflects the significant impact of the Omicron variant of COVID, but the report says that impact is also likely temporary. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Commissioners in Florida's Miami-Dade County have given a nonprofit the okay to issue IDs for immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally and others who don't have identification. Supporters said the IDs will help immigrants gain access to their children's schools and to COVID testing and vaccination sites. This year's nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame have been announced.
17 artists and groups are nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's class of 2022. Among the first-time nominees, Dolly Parton, Eminem, Lionel Richie, Duran Duran, and a tribe called Quest. Several have been considered before: Rage Against the Machine, Pat Benatar, Dionne Warwick, Carly Simon, Judas Priest, and Beck. Other nominees on the list are Kate Bush, Devo, Eurythmics, Fela Kuti, MC5, and the New York Dolls. Voting is done by more than 1,000 artists, historians, and members of the music industry. The Rock Hall will announce the inductees in May with an induction ceremony planned for later this year. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Neil Young's former bandmates Graham Nash, David Crosby, and Stephen Stills joining him in pulling music from Spotify in protest over what they say is COVID misinformation on Joe Rogan's podcast. Earlier this week, Joni Mitchell requested her music be removed. I'm Lee Silvestro, and this is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.